morning.
Good morning. This is Kay Bloomquist from Salem, Oregon.
Good morning.
We're the only ones on the phone so far.
Hi, Ruth. This is Mary Jane from Salem.
Yes.
Hey, the Oregonians are first.
Uh-huh.
Oregonians.
Hi, this is Dottie from Massachusetts.
Well, hi, Dottie.
How you doing?
Fine, thanks. When are you flying out here? Are you flying out here?
What?
Are you flying to the west for the cruise?
Oh, no, we're driving cross-country.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be an undertaking, let me tell you. We figure we're going to leave on the 13th, and I think we should be okay as far as time goes. Shouldn't take us more than a week.
No, you can do that.
Hello?
Yes, you can do that. I was only going to get on here and be on mute. Good morning, Ruth. Good morning.
This is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning. I shall go on mute.
Oh, you don't need to do that. That was Independence Day.
Oh, the fireworks and back on must be the best in the world. They were gorgeous. I can't believe what they can do.
Yeah. Yeah, they were beautiful here, too, and we had trouble getting to sleep last night. They just went on and on and on. Anyway, I'm sitting here. I can't believe, and I think these are all private parties, although we can see them for a couple of cities, too. So
we went down right by the water last night. John parked his truck right by the marina early in the day.
Oh, yeah?
So they talked us into going down there with them, and so I don't know how many we could see, but it wasn't like being able to see from up here, but it was very much more gorgeous.
Oh, my.
So I'm going to go on mute because I've got to close my window shades and they're noisy. And
okay.
I'm going out for a walk.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Good to see you. I heard you be from Massachusetts. And
yes, I am.
I think you'll enjoy that drive, actually, cross country. I don't think I've come from Massachusetts, but I've gone as far as, well, let's see, I guess Tennessee. So,
well, my husband figured it was 3,100 miles one way.
Uh-huh. I think.
And if we were going to drive straight through, it's probably about 48 hours.
Yeah.
But we're not doing that, obviously.
Okay.
But,
all right. Well, I look forward to
it. Try to see some sights on the way if they're not too much out of the way, you know, especially going. We don't want to miss the boat.
Right.
So. We figured we're going to take our time and enjoy the sights and, spend some time to
take lots of CDs with you.
Uh-huh. Yes, you've got that right.
Yeah.
Bring in some products, too, so that way there, in case we just bump into people, you never know.
Oh, yeah. This is a beautiful time of the year to be traveling, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was raining here. We got washed out as far as our fireworks go.
Oh.
Yeah, which was kind of disappointing for the children, but, they've seen a lot of them. Anyways, we'll have to catch another one.
Okay. All right, let's see who else has joined us. I know, I heard lots of people coming on. Good morning, everybody. This is Mary Lou.
Good morning. This is Jan in California.
Hi, Jan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Lou. This is Char, but I'm going to be on mute this morning.
Okay.
And good morning, Mary Lou. This is Margaret, Tennessee.
Hey, good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Mary Lou. Also, this is Arliss in Minnesota.
Hi, Arliss.
Molly Chong in Ohio.
Hi, Molly. Where are you from?
Ohio. Dayton, Ohio.
Okay, well, great.
You guys are coming to Tim Diamond, right? Just a short way from here, Cincinnati.
Oh, no, I'm not coming. I don't know when that is.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next week.
Oh.
July 12th, 13th, 14th.
Yeah, no, I didn't have that on the calendar. That's my son's big birthday, so...
okay.
Okay, anyone else on the call?
Yeah, Diane from Ohio.
Diane, good morning. Good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
Good to hear you. All right.
Janine from Washington.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Mary Lou.
I haven't heard you for a while. I hear Jeannie from Arizona.
Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Golly, I'm starting to learn where everybody's from. All right. And Ruth was here. Well, did we get anybody? Nobody gave any points. Is that because we just had a holiday? I thought, wow, this is our first, well, we went through Father's Day, I guess, and Mother's Day, but this was our first big holiday. But thankfully, it was kind of quiet around here except for the fireworks because we were going away this weekend with our grandson who's going to be playing in a baseball tournament in Canada. So we just about, everybody was racing around trying to get flowers and, you know, get everything ready, get sprinklers set up and everything so we can get ready to go. So it was an easy one for us, and we weren't entertaining a lot of people. So did anybody have any challenges on Independence Day as far as eating? Oh, wait, I want to tell you what this call's all about before I get going. See, the fireworks kept me awake late last night. The purpose for our Advanced Lifestyle call is to provide the most current nutritional and new advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted, and the people you hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both principles found in the China Study Book by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nichen. The China Study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants, and attending this call in no way obligates you to make purchases. You're our guest. We ask only that if you find this helpful and see benefit that from anything you learn, please pass our call number on and the time to others. Thank you for allowing us to enter your home office or car at this time. So with that said, I know we've got lots and lots of people on the call. Anybody have any great recipes they want to share that they used yesterday on a holiday? Let me see. That part was the active part principles. Did I say that? Okay, Monty, what did you do yesterday? Where'd everybody go?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
I was wondering where this active...
What did I do yesterday? Well, I got up out of bed, had breakfast, had a real good day.
Did
it was just great. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Didn't do anything special other than, you know, as far as food goes. The family, of course, did. And everybody was all excited about that. I wasn't eating the potato salad and eating the stew that was made with animal product, and I just avoided that and went with the things that the recipes that I've been utilizing. I just love my breakfast. I have usually have the Ezekiel green for breakfast, and along with soy milk, fat free soy milk, and my one shot of Siaga in it because it kind of sweetens it up and makes it nice, and plus I get a lot of antioxidants in regards to that. And lunch came, and I had my vegetarian chili that I had made a couple days ago. I had some left over, so I utilized that for lunch and had me a nice rice cake for a snack. And then last night for dinner, I had a nice big salad, and then I had some hash brown potatoes with organic salsa over it. And then about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, I had a nice big apple for a snack, and then I decided it was time to go to bed. And I know it was so noisy around here, I couldn't even hardly sleep. Noisiest I've ever heard it since we've been out here for Well, see, Grandpa bought the place in 1945, so.
My goodness.
Was noisy last night.
Wow.
And you know, one thing, Mary Lou, I got to thinking about this morning. You know, one thing since I've been on this diet, I'm trying to think, what is the main thing that's kind of changed for me? And I know this might sound crazy, but, you know, it's been my temperament. That's one of the things that's changed, is I just happen to notice that I just don't seem to be as, sometimes get as frustrated over things that I can't change, I seem to be more calmer on this than I was, and a lot of people think I was pretty calm to begin with, but I just have really kind of a peaceful feeling, and I don't know why.
It's
crazy, right?
Monty. Yeah, and I'm sure glad you brought that up, Monty, because I've noticed that as well. I've noticed that not only with myself but also with Larry. I'm curious about this. We've got a lot of people on the call today that we haven't heard from for a while. So, Monty, I know you've had blood sugar challenges in the past, and with this yesterday of all these things that you had, how was your blood sugar?
Very good. That's the other thing that's totally amazing to me is my blood sugar is not spiking. And before, you know, I was able to get my blood sugar under control on utilizing the lifestyle program. But one thing that I have noticed is that I've always been taking my blood 2 to 3 times a day. I still do it on this particular program only because that is the way that I can get things verified for me, you know, in regards to this program. And I think it's not so much yes, I believe in my friends, and I believe what they read and how they feel and everything else, but I really think for each and every one of us, we have to change. You know, Steve Roberts hit it so on the head in that interview that Shark had with him when he said we have to find our own path and then follow that path as an individual. And I think it's so true, particularly in this program. We have to determine what are we reading, what references have we got, how can we work it into our program. Does that mean we got to go cold turkey tomorrow? No, but in my opinion, it's the best. But that means if we can just work this system of eating plant food-based diet and eliminating the animal fats and the dairy products out of our life, that's just got to be beneficial. And over time, pretty soon you realize where you're at and how you're feeling. When you can, and like, you know, like Char told us, go down and get our blood test, you know, and I've done that. And I even snuck back before I was supposed to and got my cholesterol level test taken again. And when I saw that. Pardon?
Good, share that.
Well, my cholesterol level we were talking today, Marilyn, I did find my, went from 213 to 190 in just a little over 30 days, I think it was. I think, what was it, April, I think, and then I had it in June, something or other. And when and my LDLs were dropped also, and if you read some of the books that we're recommending, you'll find that, you know, if you can get that LDL, that cholesterol level down to 150 and your LDL down below 80, that basically heart disease, cancer, and a lot of things just really almost, and this is in my opinion, and I know the book says this, but, you know, that the cancer situation, the diseases, aren't going to be there, and particularly the heart diseases. And when you do the reading and you get into heart disease and what's happening in our blood vessels and how these actually work and what protein actually does to our blood vessels and to our bones for those ladies that have the big O, you know, you really start making sense. And I just, that's why verification to me is very important. You know, it's nice to hear how everybody's feeling and they're feeling good, but I think for me, I just wondered, was it working for me? And the only way I could determine that was through some form of tests. Basically, journaling the way that I do, how do I feel eating this particular food, what foods I eat, and utilizing the 10 points. And I just feel great. You know, I feel like I've really been able to extend my life, healthier life, and any condition that might come about in my life and my health, that I could get control of it, or I could actually stop it from happening, or if I ever got something, I can definitely reverse it. So I'm excited about this new way.
Awesome. I can tell. Monty's excited, you guys. Hello, Monty is excited. Thank you, Monty. I think that's great. I think when you and I were talking, actually, you'd only been on the program, on the new advanced lifestyle and eating this way, changing the way you were eating for about, I think it was right around 30 days when you, and that, you believe that cholesterol came down that much.
Oh, yeah, totally. And then, you know, like I said, when I first started it, I didn't do it 100%, you know, but the more I read and the more research I did and the more I'd heard, you know, people like Steve and have been doing it for some time, and other people that have been eating this way and the changes they've seen in their life. I just decided that I needed to go the way I needed to quit smoking, and that was cold turkey. You know, the way I quit drinking, that was cold turkey. That's what I had to do for me, and it worked best for me. Go ahead. Shocking. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. You're excited.
He excites me, too, and I'm just sitting here thinking about it, and I agree 100% with what you said, Monty. It was the same way for us. I mean, we couldn't wait to even get in and get our blood test. I was already modifying. I was trying not to modify for the 3 or 4 days before I could get our blood test run. And then, because the more I read, the more convinced I was that, man, like, why would I wait another day to do something different that I know can be affecting my health so dramatically, and not can now, is. And, but, you know, I also have to think of just the other part you said about modifying it more and more. Well, I thought I went cold turkey overnight. Well, I realized after I got started that there was so much more to it that we could do, and has made it all mountain of fun in cooking. And boy, I love talking to Rick and Beanie because they're just really, really into the cooking of it also. And probably because we've in the past enjoyed, that segment of our life more, although Denny never did. Now she's doing some of it with me. So anyway, and I just wonder, anybody that didn't get the recipe that Ruth sent down, she did send down, or send to me, and then I sent down, and you have the stuff. Everybody that's on our mailing list, on my email list, got a copy of it.
Char, could you star 4 or something? And then
that's not my background.
I know. No. The back, whoever's got that car,
I will do that
in
anyway.
A car or walking where there's cars, if... Or
somebody's background.
Star 6 with background noise.
Okay, so anyway, is that better? I star 4 it.
Yes, you are much better.
Okay, and I'm holding it. I'm holding it closer. The recipe that I forwarded on to everybody on the email list is Ruth sent some notes back, and she said she would modify it the next time it tasted rather blah. I know. Ruth, are you on? You want to make some comments on that? I wasn't going to read the whole thing, but... Maybe she's not there right now. But anyway, these are things we have to play with. So it looked wonderful. And if anybody didn't get it that once, it was a 4th of July cake. And I think I'm going to do some revisions like she suggested and do it for this weekend for our new house guests. But, you have to play around with things. Experiment with them and find what, like Monty said, what works best for you in the food, and to what degree. We haven't, I will cut down a little more on the oils that are in, or the fats that are in our eating plan at this point, I'm sure, because I think I'm still a little heavy on that end of it. But as far as taking the animal part out, that was a no-brainer for me. That was about the simplest thing I've ever done. I did pick up one interesting point out of Dr. Esselstein's book, and I think I said this yesterday, but since there's several more on the call this morning, and that was, when we say it's hard, like a young man told us the other night in a restaurant, owner's son, that, this is so hard to do, 22 years old. Well, he's known Western eating for a long time, although he gets a lot of the other from his family. He said, kept repeating that, this would be so hard to do, this would be so hard to do. And I said, well, when you look at the total population of the world at about 5.5 billion, and you look at 4 billion of that 5.5 are already eating this way, then I guess it can't be that hard if the majority of the population of the world is eating the way he advocates, or they advocate, not just Dr. Campbell, but others, advocate to eat for the health of our bodies. So anyway, that's just another tidbit to think about when we're off on the negative end instead of the positive end, that it can be really easy to make that change if you decide that that's a priority in your life as to how you spend the rest of your life health-wise. And a wonderful example for our families, guys, and our grandkids, if you're that far along, or your children, my goodness. Now they know they aren't even going to be expecting to find cheese sticks in my refrigerator. We'll replace it with something else. So anyway, that was my 2 cents worth.
grandchildren are having a great time with your garden.
They are. They're just investigating everything, and, you know, all the sampling that I do, I try and do a lot of it when they come over here and figure out new things to do, and they just are loving it. And by the way, we ate leftovers yesterday. It was very quiet around our house, so I like to make enough so that I've got that, and I'm working on that right now. So, anyway.
Well, we had an 11-ingredient salad last night. It was so hot when it was close to 90 here, and, it was so hot. It just seemed like it went from spring to summer overnight. And when it gets really hot like that, we're not even hungry. So we had a big salad and corn on the cob, guilt-free corn on the cob. And that was we managed to luck out. It was absolutely delicious. So that was our dinner. And then we did have some sorbet, although I didn't get any made here at home, Char. We got tied up out there in the yard, but I'm going to work on some of that today, that's for darn sure, because I've been freezing ingredients. So,
you made that sound so good that I didn't do a fresh batch, but I had some left, and I softened it up by just, you know, letting it sit, and then stirred it a bit, and it was still good, and threw some almonds on it, and some tiny shavings, I mean shavings of bits of bittersweet chocolate. It was a real deep blackberry, and it was good. It was tart, more tart than Denny likes it, but that's the way I like it.
Uh-huh.
So,
have you ever cooked with Rice Dream, anybody? I was thinking of making a substitute ice cream with Rice Dream, because they actually make frozen Rice Dream.
Uh-huh.
And it has no sugar in it. It just has rice.
Well, I just made some yesterday, some rice milk, and I was going to experiment with that also. It's so interesting you'd say that, but I did rice milk and I did soy milk and made fresh yogurt out of the two of them. Now, I will say that, I only used the yogurt for the, I only used the soy for the yogurt. If anybody plays around with doing their yogurt, making their own yogurt, it did come out softer for me, and I tried three different methods, and I won't get into that this morning, so save that for another time.
How do you make the rice milk?
The same way you make the soy milk or almond milk or any of that. You can either do it in a blender or you can do it. I've got an actual soy milk maker. Let's save that for another day because I know we're getting close and
yeah.
Mary Lou would like to finish it up here, I'm sure.
When you were talking, Char, about the 4 billion people that are already eating this way and how people can say it's so hard, I think of... I know several people right now who are very, very, very ill, and you talk about hard. I mean, let's try to prevent these diseases, because once people get it, the routine or regime that they've got them on, that's what I would call hard. And
yeah, for sure.
So. I think that's the one thing. I mean, this we do know that we can. It says in the book. I mean, it says in the book, and this is a huge, huge study, that we can not only prevent, but we can stop, and we can reverse diseases by limiting the amount of animal protein. And also, Jan's asking about the rice milk. I haven't made that yet, Jan, but... I have sampled that Rice Dream, the frozen stuff in the store, and I can tell you that when I used to have ice cream in the house, I had to have a good-sized bowl, and that Rice Dream is just very satisfying, and I can get by with a couple of spoonfuls if I should get a craving for it, just a little tiny, small amount. So... that's it. I think with this beautiful summer, we should really try to make some of our own ice creams and sorbets and that kind of stuff, and have it really, really healthy. Another thing that Char and I were chatting about the other day is different recipes that Char's been reading. I know somebody said, they don't cut the they cut the sugar back, but they leave some of it in there because they want to have something healthier for, like, when they're serving to their family and stuff, healthier but yet it tastes closer to what they're used to, so that it's an easy transition for, you know, like if we were, I suppose, having guests. Or my family over here, I wouldn't want them making faces. Jeannie, what did you and Rick eat on Independence Day? Will you share? I bet it was something great.
Well, you know, we're still experimenting. Mm-hmm. And I want to make a comment, too, about leftovers. We are so excited. I mean, we have so many leftovers. When you make your own beans at home or whatever, there's always 2 or 3 days of leftovers you can have, and you make it with a different recipe. And so when Char was talking about that, I was like, yeah, you know, we don't go to the grocery store that often, and we used to go almost every day. So we're saving money there, but we're enjoying our leftovers as well. We made last night, I looked in the Rave Diet book cookbook there, the part there, and I made the beet burgers. We've tried all these burgers, you know, and they have a beet burger on page 129, and I was telling my mom and dad yesterday, and they thought I said beef with an F, and I said no, with a T. So, and it's made with oats. I didn't have any oats, and so I did barley flakes, and the only thing was it didn't really hold together really well, so I ended up grinding it smaller so that it looked more like ground, you know, meat or whatever. I took my, you could use any kind of a blender thing, but I have a Bamix, and I just made it smaller, and it held together a little bit better. But they were really pretty tasty, and we had whole wheat buns, and we put lettuce and tomato, just like a regular, like a burger. Use some stone ground mustard, and we have a veggie for mayonnaise. And Ricky made this fabulous potato salad, like a German style, with no eggs and no mayonnaise, and it was delicious.
Ooh!
And we may have to send over that recipe because he's not right here available to say what was in it, but I think he got it off the internet somewhere. And he just looked around for one with no mayonnaise and no eggs, and it was delicious. I think he used vegetable broth on it, some spices, some green onions. Maybe I can get him to come in here and share it.
Well, or send us that.
You want to say the recipe real quick, Ricky? Oh, here it is.
Okay.
He's got it right here for me. Okay. Yeah, it came off of some recipe thing. Okay, potato, salt, a little pinch of salt, a medium onion, a medium dill pickle, some capers, white chicken stock, but we use vegetable broth that we have, a tablespoon of oil, spicy mustard, and you can use vinegar or lemon juice, and then freshly ground pepper. And it was delicious, and I think we can have, I'm not sure about the pickle part. Are pickles okay for us to have?
I would think so.
There shouldn't be any problem with the pickles.
Yeah.
A
medium dill pickle.
What did you say before, the capers? I didn't get my pencil out fast.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll do it again. It's this was 4 medium potatoes, a pinch of salt, a medium onion finely minced, a medium pickle, dill pickle chopped, a half a teaspoon of capers, a half a cup of your vegetable stock, a tablespoon of oil. It says vegetable oil. We usually do olive oil. 2 teaspoons of spicy mustard, a tablespoon of vinegar or lemon juice, and then some freshly ground pepper.
That sounds delicious.
It was really good. We just couldn't believe how delicious it was.
Yum.
Wow.
That does sound good.
And they, you take the potatoes in their jackets and put it in some water and cook them. And then you cool them and peel them and slice them and put them in the bowl and then whisk all the remaining ingredients together, taste it, and then you just pour it over it and marinate for 30 minutes before serving the salad. You just kind of pour it on top of the potatoes.
How much veggie maize did you use?
That was on our burger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we put that on our burger.
Thank you.
So the potato salad doesn't have any, I mean, it doesn't have any mayonnaise or eggs. It's amazing. And it tasted like it did to me. I think my taste buds are changing. Mm-hmm. It was fabulous. I have to tell you, the beet burger was good, but the burger that you sent down, Mary Lou, that mushroom pecan burger, we've tried three different kinds of burgers now, and that's our favorite.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, that one's, we almost redid it again. I said, now let me try the beet burger.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We need to be trying them. We need to try, and
yeah,
find out.
And I want to tell you one other thing we did night before last, Ricky did, actually. We were kind of poking around in the fridge, what do we have? And we just did a big pile of greens, and then on, we had a sweet potato and a white potato, and so we chopped those up, or he did, he chopped them up kind of in cubes, and put an onion, cut it in quarters, put a big onion on there on a cookie sheet, and a couple of tomatoes whole. We had some leftover tomatoes from the weekend that he works on the weekend, and it was too hot here, so he didn't work anyway. So put them in the oven and roasted them. Put some olive oil, you know, drizzle a little bit of oil on them, and salt, pepper, whatever spices you want. I think you put rosemary. Stir them all up and just put them in the oven at 350 for 30 minutes. And then we just took those and put them right on top of the greens. And it was delicious.
That was tomato, sweet potato, and potato?
Uh-huh, and some onion. Use green onions. We just had some plain yellow onions, and we cut them in quarters.
Okay, cut them. Oh, cut them in quarters.
So it's kind of chunky, you know, big chunks.
Uh-huh. Yum.
And we were just going to have that on the side, and I said, well, let's put it on top of the greens. I've heard about wilted greens. You know, you just put the hot stuff on top.
Uh-huh.
And it was really good. So no dressing that way. We just had the big pile of greens with these things on top. That's very good.
Okay, that was tomato, sweet potato, onion, and what else?
And a regular potato.
Oh, regular potato. Okay.
Yeah, you could use any kind. You could do any vegetable along with it, too. You could do cauliflower, broccoli, or, you know, any of those.
And you did those at about 350 for about how long?
About a half an hour.
Okay.
And I always like to stir them halfway through, but I don't think he did, and they turned out perfect. So, for those you potato lovers out there.
Yeah.
It was great.
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
It sounds very nice looking also.
It was really pretty, yeah.
I bet you could do those on the grill, too, couldn't you?
Yes.
The veggies, if you wanted to, for outside cooking.
Yes, you could. We wanted to grill our burgers yesterday, but it was too... We had our hottest day, 117 yesterday, so...
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you could do that in the Kensin pan.
Oh, I bet you could, too.
Yeah. Yes.
You could.
Yep.
Just think of all the cholesterol that was not absorbed in our bodies yesterday for those of us that have changed our way of eating. And
wow.
When you understand that there's no cholesterol in plant food, but there is in animal food, animal protein, man, that white, waxy substance called cholesterol that wasn't able to get into those blood vessels yesterday.
That's right.
Exciting.
That's right. I'll never forget when Larry read that. I mean, it made so much sense. Larry was reading a different book than I was reading. When he came in, he goes, listen, this is why we have high cholesterol. Cholesterol comes from things that have livers. Plants don't have livers.
Don't have livers, you're right. Or a face or a mother.
Yeah. That's for sure. Wow. Well, thank you. I'm for that potato salad. Well, thank you for all the recipes there that everybody shared. And you especially, Jeannie, I knew you and Rick would probably have something that would be pretty 4th of July-ish, and you did. You didn't let us down, so.
My husband is very much a holiday person. He likes to stick to tradition.
Does he?
So he's looking at me now.
Yeah, well, wonderful.
Yeah.
So now you got a new tradition. You have a new potato salad, and I can hardly wait to try that. That sounds wonderful. Okay, well, yeah, you guys. We have so much time on this call and so much fun on this call, and now we're past the half hour again. Does anybody have any last-minute questions or ahas? or we want to get on with our day, our beautiful, beautiful day. Okay? Then I'm going to close by saying I want to thank our Active Study Pilot group for their time in this program, and thanks to all of our guests for your attendance. And if you have any questions or comments, I'd like to direct you to the person that invited you to this call. Have a wonderful day, and please join us again on the call, and tomorrow morning you'll get to hear Monty and some more of the Study Pilot group. So thanks, you guys, and have a wonderful day. Let's all get out there and be healthy, and have an awesome day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Thanks, Mary Lou.